You're listening to I'm Just Saying with Jeannie and Rich. Music provided by the PodSafe Music Network at podshow.com. It's got a stranglehold on me. It's got a stranglehold on me. Well, I think it's obscene. I'm addicted to caffeine. And today I'm not a fan of the bean. I think it's obscene. I'm addicted to caffeine. And today I'm not a fan of the bean.
Miss Kitty, it's awfully crowded over here. So are we ready?
I suppose.
Okay. Of course, now I decide it's the time to mess with my mic. What are we up to? Episode...
76!
No. We're at episode 4? Let me look it up. This is bad. I can't even remember. World's loudest keyboard. Yes, we are at episode 4. I was right. Woohoo!
76.
No, 76 is not the new 4.
Thursday is the new Friday.
Thursday is the new Friday.
Tuesday is the new Wednesday, which means you get paid yesterday.
I do think that would have been a nice podcast name, except we would have felt compelled to be only recording on Thursdays, or at least only releasing on Thursdays. TGI Thursday.
TGI, your mom. Are we actually recording?
I told you that about 2 minutes ago, according to Audacity. Right when I clicked the button.
That was kind of pissy.
No. Exasperated, but not pissy.
Goodness. Such a burden on your podcast.
I know. Exactly. I know, Puffy Kitty. So we haven't done this since... It's been over a month.
It really has been forever.
A month and a week. So it must be one of those like 40 days and 40 nights. And everyone has forgotten. Those who haven't forgotten have figured that we've forgotten about them. They reckon that we forgot about them.
Figuring.
So yes. Figuring and reckoning.
Suppose.
So since then, exciting things. Your birthday. Which was exciting because I couldn't actually wait until your birthday to give you your present.
Oh, yes.
And you got your cool...
Presents.
And your presents, plural. Are you busy killing bad guys?
Moderately busy,
okay.
Mostly busy.
Because I don't want to inconvenience you by...
Look, I have great responsibility as a lieutenant commander.
That's right. And 70% lieutenant commander, right?
Yes, as opposed to 90, which is what I was last week. But apparently, unless you forgo your family and your job, you don't advance in rank past
70% lieutenant 10 commander.
Or so. Not that I'm bitter.
I know. I sympathize.
I can hear that sympathy.
I know. I'm really worried about your lieutenant commander.
Uh-huh.
And your Super Kitty, or whatever you're supposed to get. So your birthday happened, and you got presents.
And older.
Yes. What did you get for your presents?
I got a very cool black and orange chrome bag, which are neat messenger bags with a belt buckle on them. They're extremo. Popular with the kids.
Yes. Because like goth girl that you saw in the mall or wherever you were that you like accosted her. Where'd you get your bag from?
I believe that was ALA, not the mall.
Oh, well, sure.
I mean, I'm sure it could have been Hot Topic. I'm not above accosting goth girls at Hot Topic for no good goddamn reason, but I'm pretty sure it was ALA.
Okay.
So she was a goth girl executive.
Yes, goth girl executive. Goth librarian, which I found that they come in those four flavors. They come in the comfortable shoe flavor, and then they come in the piercing and tattoo flavor.
She really was kind of the professional goth, in that she was not like the scare your mom goth. She was just sort of the express her individuality with some black nail paint and probably listens to The Cure on a regular basis kind of goth, which is okay.
I thought you said she's not the scary mom type. I was like, how do you know if she's a mom? Does she have like a little...
you can tell.
Oh, okay. She had like a little diaper bag with her.
A little goth diaper bag.
Chrome diaper bag.
Yeah.
Had little skeletons on it.
Yeah, definitely.
Nightmare Before Christmas diaper bag.
Jack Skelly, whatever his name is.
Look at that. You read my mind. I love you.
and IU.
So it was your birthday, and shortly after your birthday, we went to Vegas. Woo! Viva Las Vegas.
Holy crap.
Which should excite me a lot more than it actually did.
So tiring.
Yes.
It's fun. I mean, it's like buckets of fun, and I'm happy that we went, and I had a good time, but holy shit.
I know, I was very tired. Well, and my problem is the goddamn shoes.
Oh my god, you sound so much like your father.
What?
When you use that word.
The goddamn?
Yes, you even say it just like him.
Goddamn?
Yes.
The now goddamn not, shoes.
No, see, now you're just abusing it.
Yeah. You're not going to read this anywhere.
Sure, I'm not.
Yes.
And there's a reason for that.
Yes. I'm sure it has something to do with the man keeping me down. But yes, the shoes. So I bought two...
9,000 pairs of shoes.
No, two sets of shoes. I bought two sets of shoes, and one of the sets of shoes cost almost as much as the dress itself. And the dress was not cheap. And the whole thing
Why
was just...
Why did you feel the need to do this?
I was wrapped up in I was in the mall.
Tissue paper and inside of a box?
No, I was in the mall and I had just finished screaming at the, well, not screaming. I had just finished having a dad moment where I was arguing vehemently with the woman in the Sprint store because she refused to sell me a cell phone because she
Which
said
is
had,
odd because as a general rule,
they like to sell cell phones. Yes. I had to activate the phone. And I could activate the phone if I wasn't there, because this wasn't my phone, it was someone else's phone. I could activate that phone, but it would literally pull the rug out from under their current phone, which would be kind of a shitty thing to do on a Saturday afternoon to them.
Ha ha.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Oh, you thought you had a phone.
No, you didn't.
So I could pull the rug out from Curtis's phone, or I could sit here and yell at this, like, goth girl in the Sprint store.
I sense a very anti-goth turn. That this entire podcast is taking.
I'm sorry, she wasn't really
in.
Gothy at all. She was more, I don't know. She had that hair that was kind of so hairsprayed that it was kind of plastic. It was, she had blue eyeshadow on. Lots and lots of blue eyeshadow. I remember that much. It's been a long time. She was very short. So anyways, I just finished yelling at her and I was so pissed off.
How pissed off were you?
I was so pissed off. And I stepped out of the Sprint store and I turn around and there's Kathy and Heather. And I thought, oh, that's interesting. Is Curtis here? Because if he is, I can get him a cell phone, but only if he walks in the Sprint store with me. Oh, no, Curtis isn't here. He's at home playing Warcraft. And they're there shopping, looking for, I think they were looking for dresses. I don't remember what they were looking for. So they're like, oh, you should go to the cash store. Cache, whatever they call that store. C-A-C-H-E.
I was going to say, I think spelling is important here because I think C-A-S-H. And
no,
I wanna C-A-C-H-E. Know
it's like the... It's the clothes where nothing fits me. It's all like size 4 is a large. So we go in the cache store because that's where Kathy had just bought her dress, the one with the little hole in the side, was very, very fancy and very chic.
It was a very nice looking dress.
It was very cool looking. So she wanted to tell me all about the dress, but it was already in the car. So she thought maybe she'd find another one and she could go show it to me in the store. Well, we were in the store and I was noting
the cache store.
Well, and I was noting how everything in the store was... I think I might have seen one or two size 10s, but like everyone in the store, this was what made no sense to me because the people in the store had huge tits and their tits would not have fit in the dresses in the store. Just from the sheer fact that even if they had a size 4 ass, they had like a size 24 set of tits.
What does that mean?
Oh, I know the numbers don't make any sense. So I'm a 14 because I'm 6 feet tall and I'm shaped like a normal person. And then like Kathy, who's like the tiniest human being on the planet, is like a size 4. Sometimes a 2 and sometimes a 0. The even sizes are women's sizes. And see, this is where it's weird because the even sizes are for women and the odd sizes are not... They're like a different class. So it's not like... If you're a 36 and then, like, you gain some weight or some lose some weight, you become a 35 or a 37, it becomes completely different. Because right now, I'm at a 14, but they're kind of getting the dumpy butt action going on, but I can't go down to a 12. So now I'm stuck in this purgatory of somewhere between 12 and 14, which you would think is a 13, but it's not because they don't make 13s. 13s, all the odd sizes... are for teenagers. They actually have whole categories of sizes for what women/girls are shaped like. So the even sizes are for people with hips and the odd sizes are for people with no hips. So if I had no hips and I was a slightly smaller size than I am now, I could be a 13.
You'd be very scary because your legs would fall off.
Yes, yes. But I could be a 13. But right now I'm trapped between I can wear a 12 and not breathe, or I can wear a 14 and pull my pants up all day. So I'm not really sure what to do about that. But that's, we've gotten way off topic. So we're in the store and they don't have any 14s. And they don't really have, they have some things that count as quote unquote large, but like I can't really fit in the larges, and that's all kind of frustrating. And it was just all very strange. So I found this like Chiquita banana dress. It was so strange. It was like flowers on it, and I think it was orange and yellow and green and blue. It was Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor hoochie
Sounds
dress.
Like a bowl of like Lucky Charms.
It was. We're not going to talk about Lucky Charms again.
Oh shit! Sorry.
So I try on
That's a shout out to our longtime listeners.
Yes, long
that's
time
an inside joke.
It is. So I'm there, and I can't try on. I try on the Chiquita banana dress. Meh. Well, I find this other dress that's this particular shade of green, and it's all these weird silky strap things, and I'm not actually sure how to put it together. But it's a 12. And I thought, well, they have this. I have another theory. Again, like my father, I've got a theory. You won't read this anywhere. But I have a theory that the more expensive the clothing, the smaller the size is. Because I normally wear a 14, but if the clothes are really, really, really expensive, I can sometimes go as low as a 10 or even an 8, which
is just crazy.
You realize
that people are finding out an amazing amount about your measurements from this podcast.
They just know numbers. I don't see how that's a problem. So I have a healthy respect for my sizes. I'm not embarrassed about being a 14. So, but that's not the point. The point is that I thought since the dress was so expensive, I could maybe wear a 12. That was the rationale that I had. So I could actually wear a 12 in this dress because it was ridiculously expensive. I don't want to talk about how expensive it was, but it was more than $100.
I don't want to know.
Yeah, it was more than $100. And wow. This is like the Dante. I'm not even supposed to be here today. I wasn't going to buy anything. I was going to go to the Sprint store and yell at this poor girl. And then I was going to go home. And I wasn't going to buy an expensive dress. And next thing I know, I'm buying an expensive dress in the store where nothing fits me, except for apparently this one dress. So I buy the dress, and it's the whole rationale that, oh, I'll wear it to Vegas. Well, now I've made a commitment. I've bought a hoochie dress that I can't wear anywhere else.
Is that the green one?
This is the green one.
That was quite the hoochie dress.
It's, yes, because I think like the front of the dress started at like my short ribs. I mean, like it was particularly low cut. I had to buy a special bra. This is how they get you. This is like the undercoating package. So I spent some exorbitant amount of money on the dress, which was sort of one of those, oh my God, I'm all wrapped up in the moment. And here's Kathy and Heather and the random saleswoman. And everyone says the dress looks great and it's going to look fantastic and I should buy the dress. So holy crap, I'm buying a dress.
It did look fantastic.
It's a very nice dress. So then I have to figure out, well, what the hell am I going to, well, first of all, where the hell am I going to put my pump? I don't have anywhere to put my insulin pump because there's hardly anywhere to put my tits in this dress, let alone like an insulin pump somewhere. So I figure, well, I'll figure that all out later. I don't know what I'm going to do about that. So that's problem number one, other than I've just spent a lot of money on a dress I'm not sure what to do with. Problem number two is I have to have shoes to go with this dress because they give you like these like one size fits no one random Barbie shoes. They were literally the shoes like you had for your Barbie doll when you were a kid. They were silver heels.
You've got to do more for me than that.
I'm getting there. They were silver heels and they had the plastic little flip-flop thing across the front and they were like 3-inch heels. And they were like a size 8 or something. So like they you know, most people could kind of cram their foot in there, Cinderella kind of thing. So I put these shoes on and they look good with heels, but it would look horrible with anything shorter than really 2.5 inches would be the shortest heel I could wear, which is another conundrum. So I have no shoes to wear with this dress. I'm not sure where I'm supposed to put my insulin pump with this dress. Oh, and I had to buy a special bra to wear with the dress.
Yeah, you mentioned that.
Which was the U Plunge. There was a U in there. No, it was a U something. But it was a U something, and it was like all the bras that the supermodels and the movie stars use when they wear those dresses where you think their boobs aren't moving, but I'm not exactly sure what they've done to keep them in place other than like duct tape. So it's this neato bra. It's like really low in the back, and it's got the little plungy wire in the front, and it's got a little halter strap, and you can move it all around and Swiss Army knife bra. So I bought that at the store. So that sort of all added up. So now I have a bra that I don't know what else I'm going to do with it. I have a dress that I can wear nowhere except for in Las Vegas, Nevada. And I have no shoes. So I'm going to be barefoot. So I now have this responsibility that I have to find shoes to go with a green dress that I don't know what to do about. So then I got... So we went because you rock and you went with me to look at shoes.
When did I go with you to look at shoes?
We went to look at shoes. I see. It doesn't mean anything to you. We went to Dillard's.
Oh, that's right.
We went to Dillard's and you
I was trying to remember when I was in a shoe store.
Yes. No. But no, we went to Dillard's.
I sat in the shoe department and
you sat in the shoe department and surfed the web on your phone.
And then bought a smoothie.
And bought a smoothie while I looked at shoes. Yes. Right. And that was teamwork. That's all we really needed. And I tried on the...
You asked me which shoes I liked and then completely disregarded anything I had to say.
Because you liked the shoes that had like spikes in them or something. They were like the torture shoes. So you liked the torture, which I completely understand. You don't have to put your feet in them. You just wanted to know which shoe looked better. And you liked that shoe better. So I bought the other shoes so I would have backup shoes. So now I had to buy two pairs of shoes for the dress. Neither of which pair of shoes were very cheap. And where the hell else am I going to wear these shoes except for Las Vegas? So now I have two pairs of shoes and a dress that cannot be worn outside of the state of Nevada.
Not legally.
Not legally, no. And so, and this total is racking up. Oh, and a bra to go with the dress that can't be worn outside of the state of Nevada. So I have the beige shoes with the little sparkly stuff on them that go much better with the green dress. And then I have the silver shoes, which are okay. But they were only, the silver shoes were only 2.5-inch heels. And they felt like sneakers compared to the 3.5-inch heels. But the 3.5 heels were the ones that you liked and looked better with the dress. And I kind of liked them better, even though I was not really sure how I was going to walk around in them, because I've never walked in 3.5-inch heels before. And I consider myself an adept heel walker, and those were kicking my ass. So I got the shoes, so I have two sets of shoes. It was very cool, though, because they had a felt bag that the shoes came in, I guess when you spend that much money on shoes, because the shoes were almost as much as the dress. In fact, the two pairs of shoes were more expensive than the dress, which I felt like I had been tricked into purchasing. I know, yes. So I have the trickery dress, and I have two sets of shoes, and I have to figure out where I'm going to pack all this. So then I ended up having to buy an extra piece of luggage to pack the world's most wrinkle-prone dress, two new sets of shoes that I'm not sure how I'm going to wear them, and the special bra, and all this has to go into a new piece of luggage. So now I have extra luggage that I've brought to the state of Nevada, all so that I can wear them for one evening. But it was very cool. I did like my fancy dress and my shoes. Oh, and the shoes, I thought maybe I was just a dumbass and couldn't walk in heels. Mm-hmm. Because everywhere we went, I pretty much had just punted by the end of the evening. And, well, by the middle of the evening, I had punted and decided that I wasn't going to walk in these shoes. Screw that. I was just going to carry them around. So I carried my shoes with me everywhere I went. Because everywhere in the Venetian casino... And from the Venetian casino to wherever else we were going was like an obstacle course. It was marble floors and sidewalks with huge, great, whatever those lines are, sections in the sidewalk. And cobblestone, slick, freshly waxed cobblestone floors in all of the mall section. Which is, I mean, basically it was like an Indiana Jones, like, trying to step on the right letters to get through the adventure section, because I was about to fall at every last moment. And everyone else was moving at like Mach 12. So I was just, I had a specific speed that I could go at, and it was far slower than anyone else in reasonable shoes. And all of that was just exhausting.
How did we get here?
Because we went to Vegas.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
But yes, we went to Vegas, and it was fun, except for the fact that it was very tiring. And I have very expensive shoes that I've worn for 2 hours. They're very pretty, though. I really should have a photo shoot just of the shoes, just because they're so cool. And then take them off and never put them on again.
All right, then. I don't really have a lot to say about... don't have a lot of shoe input.
Other than you were happy that you had your pair of Rockport shoes, which cost less than I think all of my shoes.
were very comfortable.
I think your Rockport shoes might have only cost a little bit more than the stupid bra that I bought. I'm shaking my fist in the air.
I can feel
consternation.
I can feel it. I can. The hate is strong in this one.
It's not hate.
You are hating.
I'm not hating.
You are hating.
Just feeling a little vexed at the amount of money that I spent.
Vexed.
On pretty dress and some pretty shoes. And
you looked fantastic though. All the stuff looked really, nice. Really good.
I haven't spent like $40 in the Teen Slut Claire's store because I wasn't sure what kind of hair clips I wanted to put in my hair.
Buying a Teen Slut?
No. I was in there buying Teen Slut hair clips for my hair. I guess I could have gotten a free ear piercing while I was there, but I just needed hair clips. But yes, the hair clips themselves, I didn't know which ones I was going to use. And I'm sure none of them are refundable because they've touched your hair.
That's gross.
Yeah, I know. You can get E. coli from
hair cooties.
Spinach in my hair. Yes.
Hair cooties.
Yes, you can get hooties. So how was your Vegas?
Very tiring.
What kind of shoes did you have to wear that were so tiring?
It wasn't really a shoe thing. I did go to a very good comic store when I was out in Vegas. So if anyone is in Vegas and is looking for a good comic store, I can highly recommend Dark Tower Comics. Well-organized, friendly staff, good prices, nice selection of back issues, clean. And it seemed like at least 50% of the people in the store were wearing deodorant. So I can recommend that store highly.
Were there any scantily clad women in the store?
There was actually a fairly good-looking girl in fairly tight clothing buying 20-sided dice.
Really?
When we left, yes. I shit you not.
Now you're just turning it into all pornographic.
I know. It just became like D&D
porn. Did she bite her lip when she bought the 20-sided die?
I was not looking that closely because she also looked like she was about 17.
Oh.
So okay. I merely noted that she was attractive. I merely noted that she was about to totally pick out the wrong die 20. And then I left. I mean, she didn't even roll it or anything before she bought it. What the hell are they teaching kids these days?
I know. Now it's your turn to shake your fist.
Went to see Ka. That was interesting. If I hadn't been quite so tired, it probably would have seemed half as surreal as it did, and it seemed very surreal. I think you and I took turns falling asleep in Ka.
Oh. I was a champion of falling asleep in Ka.
We went to the comedy club, which was tons of fun. So all in all, I had a good time. One of these trips, I guess I need to get out to the Hoover Dam because I keep saying I'm going to do that and just never feel like getting off my ass and out of the air conditioning to go hang out in 500 degree heat or whatever the hell it is in the middle of the desert in August when we go.
But it was pretty reasonable this year. It wasn't oppressively warm.
I mean, I didn't burst into flame as soon as I walked out of the door.
No, that's July when you burst into flame.
Okay. That would be considered the off season then?
I don't know if there is an off season in Vegas.
I think the winter is the off season. And I know we have several of our friends that want to go to Vegas with us. And I'm thinking that if we do that, we should organize that in the winter.
I don't know that it really is the off season. Because it's actually like not 150 degrees.
I'm not trying to present this as in I'm the Vegas expert. I'm merely making a little conversation.
We all
because
agree.
You asked how it was. So I'm just saying.
Oh.
Which is a segue. Quality radio bit there.
God, suddenly I'm podcasting with Fozzie Bear.
To our next to our next big news.
Which is?
No, I'm going to let you announce it since it was quite the stressful occasion for you.
It was super stressful. Far
like
more stressful.
Every night before bed topic of discussion kind of stressful. Not that I was keeping count or anything.
I know. We don't have discussions about what kind of flower arrangements we're going to have the wedding or what my last name is going to be or if we're going to have kids. We just have questions about what are we going to call our podcast? Oh, what are we going to call
our
podcast?
No, okay. Let's be honest. It goes like this. We're talking about something else completely. You get quiet, get misty-eyed, and get that look on your face like a Vietnam veteran as you're staring at some mystical name that's 1,000 yards off. And you say, oh, if only we had a name for our podcast.
I don't even know if I'd be that specific.
Well, then let's come up with a name for our podcast. So we spend the next 20 minutes or so racking our brains.
In the dark,
and then
bed.
We come up with a brilliant name. And you'll go, that's my favorite.
That's my new favorite.
That's my new favorite.
That's my new favorite.
And then the lights turn out. We all fall asleep. The cat jumps on the bed. And bada bing. And then the next night, rinse and repeat.
Because by noon the next day, I hate that name. It's awful.
It's like it stabbed your father.
They're just, I'm very picky. So I finally, just because it's been 2 months and I've yet to come up with something better.
Four episodes,
yes.
And because
in two
of
months.
The great outcrying and
I
feedback
know.
From our fans.
I know. So this is like naming by committee. It really is. We should have had a raffle and some prizes or something. So yes, we're going to call the podcast I'm Just Saying.
Hooray.
Hooray.
And what's the second exciting part of that news?
About Kevin?
Yes.
Oh, yes. So Kevin has agreed to, or he did past tense agree and has already done so. He recorded some
drops
or bumpers. Can you turn down the whatever it is you're killing?
Okay. If he would just sit there and get killed, it wouldn't be an issue. But
I know. Poor Damn bear. It. So yes, Kevin recorded some stuff for us. So we have like little intros and outros and things like that, which if I can get my act together, we can put those in this podcast, which you'll find out because you will have already heard them by the time you hear this.
And
it's almost like Lucky Charms. It's so paradoxical.
No. Lucky Charms reference.
No Lucky
made
Charms
that reference.
So we have a name now, which is very exciting. And I've just resigned myself to that's the name.
That's right. You just sit there and take it.
Yes. I'm just going to just suffer through it.
Oh, my God. It'll never mind that it's the best name.
It's okay.
Or that everyone likes it.
It's a solidly good name. Maybe we should be like the band in, what is that, School of Rock? The Bumblebees? The
no,
Ladybugs?
We're not going to be any of those things. We've got a name. We all decided. We hired a professional radio man because that's what Kevin is. At some point in his life, Kevin has been paid to do radio.
We should have called it weallagreed.com.
No, we shouldn't have. And I am hereby putting a moratorium on any other names.
No more .com names.
No.
Speaking of .com, so then I wanted to get imjustsaying.com. So you go to, and this is a whole fascinating thing of learning how this works. I went to imjustsaying.com and it says, this website is parked free by GoDaddy.com. Okay, I don't know what that means. How does this work? So I do the little who is, and I find the person for who has it. So anyway, so I find the person, and it's one of those people that have registered through another place so they can keep anonymity. So I sent an email to imjustsaying@secretdomains.com or whatever the hell it was called.
Ooh.
Yeah, I don't know. Your privacy is paramount to us.com.
Illuminati.com.
That too, yes. So I sent an email there, and amazingly enough, the next day, like the next morning, I get an email back that's like, and my email was like, hi, I noticed that you're not using this website, and would you transfer it to me because I want to use it for my personal website? Not saying like, you know, and I might want to pay you anything for it. And then the response back is, well, how much are you willing to pay? Oh, I hate this part. This is like the used car salesman thing. Like, what do I have to do to get you into this domain name today?
I noticed you looking at that website.
I know,
pretty
yes.
Nice.
It's pretty nice, yeah. It's
good thing you wrote to me today because we're having a special.
On domain names that you want.
Now, yep. My manager is not going to like this.
I know.
But I'm prepared to make you an offer that includes the undercoating package on this website.
Yes. So I get this note from this woman. I have no idea how to answer, but I figure...
How do you know it's a woman?
Because her name was like Pamela. And unless this is like the boy named Sue, I think it's...
Just her. Asking.
I know.
No
so,
need to get defensive about gender roles here.
No. So this woman at some random, yet another random website has responded.
That would be a great website name.
What?
Randomwebsite.com.
Randomwebsite.com. That'd be great. That'd be like another who's on first episode. So this woman says, how much are you willing to pay? Oh, I hate these questions. And so I said,
a kajabillion dollars.
Well, I'm like, I don't know. I'm thinking they're $9 a piece. This person has paid forward through 2009. They probably got the 5-year package, which means they've invested maybe $40 into this domain name. But they don't invest $40 because they want to make $45 and then like profit $5 over the past 5 years. They do this because they want to make like $40 billion when all of a sudden I'm Just Saying becomes the latest dance craze. So I don't know how to answer all this because I'm not willing to pay $1 billion for this website name. So I basically said I'm willing to pay $100 because I just want it for my personal website. I don't really care if that appeals to you at all. I have no idea how this works. And of course, the woman wrote back. She was very nice because I was expecting her to be like, fucking noob, and just like yell at me or something and tell me that I was stupid and ugly for even insulting her by only offering her $100 for a website. And she said, no, I think we'll hang on to it for right now, but thanks for asking. I was like, oh, okay. So I pressed the issue and I said, well, how much do you want to sell it for? Because I'm just curious how this all works. I did the whole, like, you know, finger in cheek, I've never bought a domain name before. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm new here. I'm not sure how this works. This may be a dumb idea, but I was just wondering about domain names. So I asked her and she said,
just so that you know, you already sound like a girl, so you don't really have to make the girl voice when you're impersonating a girl.
But this was more girly than me normally.
Ah.
This was
she was apparently having a tea party with all of her stuffed animals.
Yes, yes.
In her pink frilly dress.
Me and Cindy Lou Who were wondering how much this domain name would cost.
Okay.
So I asked Pamela, or whatever her name was, how much she wanted to do this. And then she said, well, we were actually planning on using it, which is why we had it. We just haven't gotten our act together to do anything with it, which was reasonable. But she said, but if you made us an offer that was like out of control, then we would be willing to give it up and do something. She didn't say give it up because that sounds naughty, but they would be willing to relinquish the domain and choose something else if it would make them $10 million. $1 million. Which I can understand that too. So it's like, okay, I'm cool and you're cool and we're all cool and I'm not going to use your domain name. So I just have to pick a new one, which I'll do any second now. It's kind of like I'm sneaking up on the name because I haven't made enough of a commitment to actually do the domain name.
No, you're online. In the boat.
I know. I'm in the boat.
The Kool-Aid has been served. You're in the boat. There's no turning back now. You're in the pipe. 5 by 5.
We have intros recorded. We've made a commitment.
You will make Kevin cry.
We
and that
all
will make
agreed.
Tommy cry.
Oh, my God.
And no one wants that.
We all agreed.
There you go. Riveting stuff. More exciting to me is that I finally have a fucking hockey team down here. Because that's quite the story as well.
That is quite the story. I'd love to hear about that.
Would you? Suddenly this turned into an infomercial. But I can't lose that much weight in a month. How do I turn my used produce into juice? It has been a long and torturous process to get a hockey team.
You're the little goalie that
this,
could.
I am. I was a goalie, and on a wooden stick I ride. I can't think of a rhyme, or I would keep going there. I have moved from where I used to live to where I live now. I would assume that anyone who's actually listening to this knows that whole saga. I had not played hockey regularly for the summer with the idea that I would pick up a team down here. Seems easy enough, because getting a team when I was in Richmond, when we had one ice surface, was not difficult. Holy freaking crap has it been a pain in the ass down here. It started off simply enough in that I went to... I don't know. What the hell is that? Oh, it's one of the planes flying over for the Navy base.
Pilot to Bombardier.
Suddenly the whole house was like set to vibrate. We're going to have to edit this part out because I had a complete brain reset there. Okay, so I'm not sure if I should use the names of the rinks or not. We'll say Rink A, which is the much more modern rink.
Because you don't want to upset the rink people?
I don't know.
Okay.
It's bad karma.
It's up to you.
So we're at Rink A.
It's your story.
So I call Rink A, and they're all very organized. And according to Rink A, you have to belong to USA Hockey, which is fine because they provide insurance in case you get like a stick up your nose or something like that. A skate gets lodged in the crack of your ass, something like that. So it's important to have USA Hockey insurance. We used to do it where I used to play, but then they got lazy and we stopped doing it. More importantly, they have rating systems, which is good because if you don't know, beer league hockey is usually divided into three divisions, A, B, and C, with A being the most highly skilled, usually former college players and former NHLers, minor leaguers, B being college, high school, younger kids, and C being adults who like to play hockey, who learned to play when they were adults, that sort of thing. And what you don't want is you don't want an A-leaguer playing in the C-league, scoring 5, 10, 15 goals a game, and generally skating around being an asshat because nobody can touch him to stop him. I mean, it's one thing to catch up with somebody on a list field or in an alley and beat the shit out of them. It's another thing to do it on the ice. It's a completely different animal. So they have this rating system in place. So I show up, pay my $10, get a jersey, and go out and get rated. So they rate me that I can play C-League or B-League. All right.
So you have now paid for the privilege of having
of
people
getting rated.
Yes. Rate you.
I'm getting criticized by strangers.
Awesome.
So hooray. Time out. So I go through the rating thing. It goes well. They rate me C-League, which is fine. I play C-League. I was a little annoyed by the whole thing, by the whole rating process, because basically I got off the ice like, and they said, you're C-League. We don't have a team for you. We'll call you. Okay.
Oh, can we interject why I didn't like these people?
Sure.
Because I, being a good girlfriend, drove my ass all the way out to where you were at rink A and waited for you to finish your ranking system thing so that we could go eat dinner together. And I'm sitting there freezing my butt off because I'm cold constantly. And I'm in there and I'm next to the dudes who don't know who the hell I am. And they're there with their clipboards making little notes or whatever. And they're talking about, I don't, number 27, number 24, number 20 something. And it's this chick with long blonde hair. And they're like, oh, well, do you want her? And somebody says, oh no, my wife would be really pissed if we had.
Oh, she ended up on my team.
Did she?
Yeah, she's
well,
on my team.
Good for
my
her.
Turn.
So anyway, so they didn't want her because it would upset random dude's wife if there was a woman on his hockey team. And then he said, oh, and she's probably really emotional too. Now, the reason I didn't come over the railing and like kick their ass in front of all their friends was because I heard this kind of like out of the corner of my ear, if that's a term. And I didn't want to be like, all right, what the fuck? And just like start freaking out and wailing on them when I find out that like they said something completely
different.
And because
that's assault.
And because that's assault.
And because, kids, assault isn't cool.
What we've learned today.
That makes sexual harassment panda very sad.
We shouldn't beat up strangers just because we think they said something that pisses us off.
Yes.
But it did make me very frowny.
That's not cool.
And cold. So anyways, you got your rating, and they told you you were a C.
So they said, thanks, we'll
let you
know.
And they said, just pass, Milton.
Yes, they said, just pass. So I put my stuff in my truck, and we went and got dinner. And then I called Rink B. And Rink B is nice in that it's sort of a mom and pop rink. And it's got a very homey feel to it. But it was also built in like 1930. And it's seen better days. The locker rooms are about the size of your average walk-in closet. The ice is about 2 feet up above the floor surface because they've got all the cooling equipment tucked under the ice as opposed to built into the floor. And the ice is actually smaller dimensions-wise because back in the 70s, they didn't have standardized rinks.
You see, Timmy.
Exactly. So
tell me about the good old days.
I went and tried out, and they said, well, we've got an over 30 league, which was appealing to me because I figured there would be less assholes, and the assholes that were there would have bad knees
so
because
they could
they're
be
over 30.
Manageable.
Exactly. So they essentially said, well, we're going to have a tryout, kind of, and that they said, well, we've got five teams. We're trying to put together six, so why don't you show up for this scrimmage, and we'll see who shows up to make this extra team, and then you can
Because I'm
the
sure
goal.
There will be dozens and dozens of people beating down the doors to play in this quaint old rink.
Well, I mean, they've got their own little set of followers, and that you know, like I said, they run it sort of as a mom and pop business, and there's a lot of people who like that. And I'm sure the other rink, which is large, and
we're all distracted.
I'm sorry. Yeah, did she fall asleep and fall off? What the hell did that?
I think she fell asleep and fell off.
That's really freaking funny.
The cat was on the subwoofer underneath the desk, And she's all blinky-eyed now because she fell asleep and fell off. I'm sorry, Miss Kitterson. We're not laughing at you.
I am. That was funny. It was freaking hilarious. So I went out there, and six people showed up for their scrimmage, one of which can't play because he's, like, 16 and is, like, going to play in the OHL in Toronto. And was basically, I don't know why he was there skating with the 30-year-olds, just because he thinks it's funny. I'm not sure. So, but it was nice enough, and I had a good time. And... but unfortunately, at the end, I sort of get the same response from them, and that, well, we don't know if we're going to have this team.
They seemed nicer about it.
No, they were very cool. I had no problem with them whatsoever.
Because Rink A was kind of assy.
Yeah, they were a little assy. They couldn't be bothered with Mr. 36-year-old C-League goalie.
I can be bothered with you.
Damn Skippy. Anyway, so there was nothing. Nothing is going on, and no one is saying anything to anybody, and nobody knows what the hell. So, and that's very annoying to me. I don't deal well with what the hell. So we go and do our last weekend, which was sort of a whirlwind weekend in which we did a bunch of things. We saw our friends up in Narva. We went to an event. We hung out with a buddy of mine, one of my oldest friends, and watched some football on Sunday. And we went to dinner with my family. And about halfway through dinner, I get a call from Rink B, the sort of home rink, that said, hey, we're going to try another one of these scrimmages.
But you missed Rink A who called. Not that I'm trying to tell you how to tell your
story. Oh, that's true. That's true. All right, let me backtrack. Rink A called last Thursday at like 7:15-ish after I'd already gone to the gym and started to eat and said, hey, we've got a team for you. Cool. And they're like, they play at 9 o'clock. 9 o'clock when? 9 o'clock tonight. Dude. I don't consider myself a professional, but I don't like to eat before I play because it makes me sluggish. And two, I'm sure as hell not going to play right after I've gone to the gym. Because I'm like, I only have but so much strength in a day anyway. So I'm noodle-armed and noodle-legged, and I'm like, dude, I can't make it tonight. I want this team. And I'm cool to play with this team, but I can't make it tonight. And then the guy gets all car salesman on me. Oh, well, then I don't know if they're going to need you for the rest of the season.
I'm going to have to talk to my manager.
And I don't know, but we'll give you a call back and let you know. Okay, what the fuck? Like, you didn't have a team for me. You had a game for me. That was it. So I was pissed off about that. So fast forward again to last Sunday when Rank B calls me and says, hey, we still don't really have a team for you, but we've got these three scrimmages set up and we would like you to show up for these scrimmages and try to put this team together.
And they get points for being upfront about all that.
Yeah, they were cool. And so I said, all right, well, that's fine. I'll show up for the scrimmage. And the scrimmage was Monday night. Inhale. Monday afternoon, I get a call from Rank A saying, hey, Rich, we just wanted to be sure that you were going to be there for your game tonight. What? Yeah. So I call them back and they're like, well, that team has a game tonight and we wanted to be sure you were going to be there, the Stone Men. And I said, well, the last time we talked, you told me you didn't even know if they were going to be a team. And they're like, well, yeah, but they've got the game tonight. And if you want them, they're your team. So now, great. Now
they're yours for the asking.
I've gone from zero teams to two on the same night because they had a game Monday night as well. So I've gone from zero teams to two teams.
Mr. Popularity.
Yeah, or something like that. Mr. Available. Because sometimes the most popular girl is the willing girl. I was the willing girl. So.
Or goalie.
So anyway.
You were probably going to be very emotional on the ice.
Something like that. So anyway. So now I've got a decision to make. On the one hand, Rink A has been slightly assy to me, but it's a team, not a scrimmage, with set games on nights that work fairly well for me, and it's what I want. And that they're on the bigger ice. Oh, and that's the other thing, is that Rink B, the sort of old rink, plays 4-on-4 hockey, which, while I don't necessarily fear the unknown, seems a little weird to me. So I'm at Rink A, it's 5-on-5 hockey, it's C-League, It's Big Ice, Good Nights. And on the other hand, I've already told Rink B that I would be there for the scrimmage that night. So,
and this plays on all of your obligations of no yes, one can play if the goalie doesn't show up. We were all going to have fun, but now we can't. I hope you're happy.
My overdeveloped sense of responsibility. Yes.
Yes.
So
I love you.
I love you too. So I sit there and I think about it, and eventually I come to the conclusion that there's no guarantee. There's nothing that says that there's ever going to be a team for me at Rink B. It's a series of scrimmages, which no one has shown up for.
To play in the little rink that could.
Anyone's going to show up for, and it's a crapshoot at best. I could easily see that 3 weeks down the road, they're going to be like, oh, well, sorry, this never really came together. Thanks for coming out and playing our scrimmages. We're really sorry, but you're boned. And I would have already passed on this other team and been really pissed off. So
this is like the Price is Right. We're like, what's behind door number two?
I know. So
you're
going to
get a pig.
I decided to bet 99 cents. So I did not overbid. And called Rink B, told them that I'd gotten another team. Thank you very much for everything that they did. Called Rink A back, accepted, joined my USA Hockey, and had my first game last night. So hooray.
With the world's most polite teammates.
They're a very nice team. They're very cool people. You know, as far as I can tell in one game, none of them, you know, called me a rat fucker in the middle of the game or anything. There are seven of us. Seven. And of varying skill levels. And anyone who knows anything about hockey knows that that's two subs for the whole game. So,
yeah, there's
not
a lot
saw
of position
a lot
playing.
Of shots last night. They try really hard. Woo, go team. We all get trophies after every game.
Everybody gets a cookie.
Exactly, we belong. But it's going to be a busy, busy season, which is fine. You know, I'm not out there to be star of the month.
Well, you can stand on your head and maybe you'll impress one of those asshat guys and they'll let you join their team.
No, fuck them. I mean, I'm cool with the team that I'm on. I'm just impressing the fact that there are seven of us. That's two substitutions for the whole game. We don't even have enough players to play regular positions.
Maybe
no one plays forward or defense. Everybody just plays dude who's not throwing up because they're tired. So that's the official position that everyone plays.
Well, maybe you'll be so impressive that everyone will say, oh, I want to be on Richie's team, and I think the Stonemen is the coolest team, and they'll all bail from the other teams.
I can't impress upon you enough that you already sound like a woman. And when you do that, you sound like a Muppet. So I don't know that I really want Elmo on my team. I mean, I'm sure he's got mad puck handling skills and all.
I know.
Although that big brown Muppet would be badass.
Well, me and Gonzo and I are... Gonzo and I are very excited about your team.
I'm pleased. I'm pleased with the team. The rink is nice. The people who work at the rink, not necessarily the people who run the programs, are cool. There is talk that they allow beer in the locker rooms, which is cool. Their rules that they play with are fairly similar to the ones in Richmond. There's no blue line for two-line passes. There's shootouts for overtime, which I think is complete bullshit, but I'm a goalie. And they only run 17-minute periods, though, which is interesting.
That's really short.
Yeah.
It's because all the girlfriends get cold.
Shit, last night the other team had like 30 people cheering for them.
Shit, man.
They booed me at one point for making a save in the C-League. So, yeah.
They had cowbells, too.
No, they did not have cowbells. But There is one team, apparently, that we were talking in the locker room afterwards, who has a rabid fan that shows up with the cowbell.
I'll get a cowbell for you.
I really don't need two cowbells. The solution to a cowbell is not another cowbell. The solution to a cowbell is perhaps a thick blanket and a brick. So if you want to get those things...
Sock full of quarters.
Exactly. Sock monkey full of quarters.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there we go. There's the saga of my hockey team.
I'm so glad you have a hockey team.
I am too. We are the Stonemen. I'm not really sure why.
I don't know.
But if you want to keep up with our team and order our jerseys, I'm just shitting you. I don't even know what our jerseys look like. But if you do want to keep up with the team, it's chilledponds.com.
So much for that Rink A and Rink B.
Oh, fuck me. It's rinka.com. Yes. It is chilledponds.com. You go to hockey, adult hockey, C-League standings, and there we are.
And look for Rich.
No. Well, look for Stoneman. They don't have... They update the information on
goalie
the game.
Number
update,
one.
Update. They Marsha the information on the games fairly quickly. Like, last night's games are already up.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. I mean, they're a little assy, but they've got their collective shit together, which is kind of an interesting change from where I used to play.
Meh.
Zing! So, there it is.
No, we're not doing sound effects.
Yeah.
I don't know what that was, but it sounded like a ship or a laser.
It was actually kind of like my lip. So,
oh.
And I've got another game Thursday at 10 o'clock. Holy crap. So, oh my God. I know, I see the cat paw coming up from behind the computer to paw at my speakers. So if the volume on my game goes up suddenly, I don't want to get blamed. It's a goddamn cat.
Well, on that note, we've gone way long.
Shit, have we really?
Shit, man. That was our alternate name, was Shit Man Gnaw.
Yeah.
But I wasn't sure if people knew how to spell Gnaw.
They would think it's a NASCAR show.
And they would think it was a NASCAR show, yes. So we just decided to go with I'm Just Saying. So on that note, we're going to stop here, and we have other things. We'll leave them hanging.
Hopefully, immediately following this, you will be hearing Kevin.
I don't know about
and his professional drops.
I don't know about that.
Why not?
Because there's nothing to say at the end.
Well, you can do the thing with the thing and
oh
the,
my
the
God.
Guy.
I'll see what I can do.
All right.
You do
that.
All right. So hooray. We will talk to you all very, very soon.
Okay. This has been Rich.
And Jeannie.
And I'm just saying.
Hooray.
Good night, everybody.
Oh my God.